The Good News, according to Luke, chapter 16. And he said also to his disciples, There was a certain rich man who had a manager who was accused of wasting his wealth. So he called him and said to him, What is this that I hear about you? Give me an account of your management, for you can't be a manager any longer. And the manager said within himself, What can I do, seeing that my master is taking away my management position from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I have an idea about what I will do so that when I am dismissed from my management position, others will receive me into their homes. So he called each of his lord's debtors to him. He said to the first, How much do you owe my master? And he said, 100 measures of olive oil. And he said to him, Take your invoice, and sit down quickly, and write 50. Then he said to another, And how much do you owe? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, Take your invoice, and write 80. Then his lord commended the unrighteous manager, because he had acted shrewdly. For the sons of this world are, with respect to their own worldly situation, more clever than the sons of the light. In the same way I say to you, use your money, which is inherently unrighteous, to make yourselves friends by being generous with them, so that, when it no longer exists, when this world ends, they may receive you into their eternal dwellings. He who is faithful with very little things will also be faithful with much, and he who is unrighteous in very little things will also be unrighteous with much. If, therefore, you have not been faithful with unrighteous, worldly wealth, who will trust you enough to give you true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which belongs to someone else, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for he will either hate one of them and love the other, or else he will give his complete support to one of them and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. When the Pharisees who loved money heard all these things, they scoffed at him. And he said to them, You are those who justify yourselves in front of men, but God has perfect knowledge of your hearts. For that which men highly value, God considers to be an idol. The law and the prophets were until John. From that time the good news of the kingdom of God is proclaimed, and everyone is crowding to get into it. But it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one small accent on a letter of the law to fail. Everyone who divorces his wife in order to marry another commits adultery, and he who marries someone who was divorced from a husband for this purpose, see Mark chapter 10, verses 11 and 12, commits adultery. Now there was a certain rich man who dressed in purple and fine linen and passed his time feasting and living luxuriously every day. And there was a beggar named Lazarus who was laid at his gate, and who was full of sores. He longed to be fed with even the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Furthermore, the dogs even came and licked his sores. And it happened that the beggar died, and that he was carried away by the angels into Abraham's embrace. And the rich man also died and was buried, and being in torment in Hades, he looked up and saw Abraham in the distance, and Lazarus embraced in his arms. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus so that he can dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in torment in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that during your lifetime you took the good things for yourself, and Lazarus similarly received the bad. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And besides all this, there is a great chasm fixed between us and you, so that anyone who would cross from here to you would not be able, and so that no one can cross over from there to us. So he said, Father, I beg you, therefore, to send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers, so that he could give his testimony to them, so that they don't come to this place of torment also. But Abraham said, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if someone would go to them from the dead, they would repent. And he said to them, If they won't hear Moses and the prophets, they won't even be persuaded if someone rises from the dead. This is the end of Luke. chapter 16.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.